This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as the impeachment trial continues. The Democratic House managers who have brought the impeachment case before the U.S. Senate are just about wrapping up. And then it's the chance, it is the challenge for the Republican lawyers, for the two lawyers for President Trump. And they appear to be eager to do it, to make a case on the other side. What is the essence of what they're going to focus on? Apparently, they're going to focus on the meaning of incitement. I actually think they ought to focus on the meaning of the other word used in the article of impeachment. The president stands charged with incitement of insurrection, with inciting an insurrection. I do not believe, and I don't think that the Democrats would be able to prove, that what happened, the riot, the unconscionable, disgusting, revolting riot, and evil riot, it's evil because people lost their lives in this thing. And by the way, lives were destroyed. Do you think that all these people who are being arrested and prosecuted rightly are ever going to recover from this disruption in their lives? It was evil. It was a riot. But was it an insurrection? An insurrection means a planned attempt to overthrow a government, to install a different ruler. Was that what this was? I think that's going to be very, very tough to prove. Certainly, a big chunk of Republican senators, more than the 34 that they need, a big chunk of Republican senators have expressed skepticism about this. We will get to that. We will get to the Republican response, to the response for attorneys David Schoen and Bruce Castor when they get ready to respond to what has been very emotional, very moving expressions. Speaking about emotional and moving, there is a battle going on about how American ideas of wokeness and race consciousness are destroying the country. Not our country, but France. We will get to that. We will also cover a new standard for dating sites and for people looking for a dating life, which involves vaccines. Yeah, basically it's a premium. And this particularly because most of the people getting vaccines so far have been older. And which makes all the sense in the world, because older people are more vulnerable to COVID-19. Let me say, by the way, that I got my second vaccination, COVID-19. I got the Pfizer and got it on Monday. And I am very, very fortunate. I've had no side effects at all. I actually feel great other than watching this this horrible and alarming, depressing process that's going on in Washington. And speaking of a horrible and alarming and depressing process, there's a big New York Times report today, full page report, about Republicans deserting the Republican Party in droves, changing their registration. I want to get to that because there was also a meeting and it involved 120 prominent people, not me, who are planning to leave the Republican Party to start a more moderate conservative party, a more mainstream conservative party, basically abandoning the GOP to Trumpism. I think that's a terrible mistake. I think that's a suicidal mistake. For anything that any mainstream conservative would care about, we will talk about that later in the show as well. First up, the charge made most recently, Joaquin Castro, and again, it's not Julian Castro, it's not the same guy who ran for president, it's his twin brother. I know it's confusing. The twin brother who spoke is a longtime member of the House from San Antonio. The one who ran for president was a longtime mayor of San Antonio and a secretary in the cabinet secretary in the Obama administration. Okay, but they're not the same person, even though they really do look exactly the same. Twin brothers. Okay. So Joaquin Castro was giving a speech and making a good point. And the point was that, look, this was not just a riot in which people died, in which property was destroyed, that ended up costing taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars. It damaged America and the world. And one of the things he talked about is the response of the Chinese government, likening what happened in Washington, D.C. to events in Hong Kong, and saying, yeah, the government has to reassert its authority over, okay, and talking about Russians cackling about it, and talking about how showing terrorists how easily our Capitol building was penetrated, and how these vicious and horrible people could get in, that weakened America's standing in the world. Does anyone doubt that? There's been so much evidence that that's true. The problem here is I think Americans agree, and it ought to be 100%. By the way, if there's somebody who disagrees, you can call 1-800-955-1776. Anybody think that the riots in the Capitol building were actually a good thing? They accomplished something really worthwhile, was worth the sacrifice, was worth the loss of life? Anyone who believes that, go ahead. Make my day. Make everyone's day. Explain why. 1-800-955-1776. You know, it's a terrible thing. This is a grim day in American life. And one of the things that the Democrats made a point of this day, today in their presentation was, well, Trump didn't acknowledge that. He didn't fly the flag at half staff. He didn't come to pay his respects personally to Officer Sicknick, who actually gave his life defending the Capitol building against rioters. Okay, that all led Mika Brzezinski to break down in emotion, as a lot of people have been breaking down as emotion. She, of course, is on MSNBC. And here's what she said about what she considers to be the imperative of impeaching and removing from office, well, he's already gone from office, convicting Donald Trump and banning him from ever holding office again. Here is Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC.
But they came because of Trump, and everybody knows it.
Move on, they say.
Everybody knows.
Give them a mulligan,
why these people were there, desecrating the people's house, ruining things, hurting people, murdering people, maiming people, and using the American flag as a weapon. They were doing it for Trump. And the frustrating thing here is that this has to be explained explicitly to Republicans, and they turn away. They can't make this math themselves.
Yeah,
it's not stupidity. I'm sorry. It's something way worse. This is evil. If you can't see what happened here, look in the mirror, because there's a big problem with your moral core, and you're not a patriot if you can't see what happened here and stand on the right side of history.
Okay. Look, standing on the right side of history and seeing what happened as evil, I agree with her. I think that's imperative. You can't justify this. Oh, this was just people having fun. One of the people who's been arrested for rioting, so her name is Jenna Ryan. She has gotten a lot of publicity because she took a private plane and flew with friends on a private plane from Texas to come riot in the Capitol building. And after she had left the Capitol building, and she had very much participated in the events of Stop the Steal and ransacking things, she tweeted out, "This is the best day of my life." She regrets that. She now, by the way, concedes, and we will get to her story because it's very compelling, that she believed a lie. And yeah, the lie was told by President Trump, but does that amount to inciting an insurrection? That is the point that the Republican defenders of the president are going to be making coming up. We will get to that and much, much more coming up on the MedVet Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Jamie Raskin, the lead prosecutor. That's what the House managers are in this case, to the extent that this is a quasi-judicial operation, and it is. Jamie Raskin, moments ago, making the case that the reason it is so essential to convict President Trump is to make absolutely sure that he doesn't hold office again. And I think that this is obviously a point that is very profoundly important to the Democrats making this case. But there is a very, very good answer to it, which I suspect the Republicans, when they get up, and it'll be probably this hour, could be next hour, when the Republicans get up and begin to respond, there is an obvious response. Here was Congressman Raskin, the Democrat from Maryland, speaking on the Senate floor just a little while ago and asking a question. This is clip 9.
President Trump has said over and over his supporters are loyal. In his own words, his supporters are the most loyal that we've seen in our country's history. And he knew that his most hardcore supporters were willing to direct violence at elected officials, indeed to attack and lay siege to a Capitol building. And he knew they would be ready to heed his call on January 6th to stop the steal by using violence to block the peaceful transfer of power in the United States. He knew they were coming. He brought them here, and he welcomed them with open arms. We hear you and love you from the Oval Office. My dear colleagues, is there any political leader in this room who believes that if he is ever allowed by the Senate to get back into the Oval Office, Donald Trump would stop inciting violence to get his way? Would you bet the lives of more police officers on that? Would you bet the safety of your family on that? Would you bet the future of your democracy on that? President Trump declared his conduct totally appropriate. So, if he gets back into office and it happens again, we'll have no one to blame but ourselves.
The question that they're raising about a lack of remorse, I think, does go to something that you hear a lot of these various senators who are going to be deciding. I think that most Republican senators, the overwhelming majority, would like, as part of wrapping this whole process up, some acknowledgement from President Trump of the worst mistakes of his presidency, which all occurred after November 3rd. But we will get to that. Let me go to Logan in Tri-Cities, Washington. Logan, you thought there was some good that came out of the riots?
Good that came out of the riots. No, I don't. I think the riots themselves were... That's why I listen to you, because I really appreciate your rationality. But I think people can only get, you know, pushed around for so long before there's some sort of reaction. We got to see riots, and nothing, you know, you didn't... That was an insurrection. I mean, do you really think the Capitol, what happened at the Capitol, was an insurrection?
No, I don't. I've written about it. I wrote a column that ran in Newsweek that said, don't call it an insurrection.
See, that's why I appreciate it. I didn't see that. But I think checks and balances are healthy. And I wouldn't have been there. I voted for Trump several times, but I think you know, there's pieces of a cult following that with Trump. You know, people put government as God. I think it's good to have some sort of check that you guys can't push through your abortions, you can't push through your social issues, you can't push through how BLM riots and Antifa riots are a peaceful protest. And not get and just expect to get away with it. I kind of think, I actually do. I think it sucks. But to see some sort of mobilization against them, I think it's healthy. And I think that
okay.
I mean, look at National Guard still at D.C. They're scared, and I don't. You know, bad things happen can happen for people who are scared, and I understand that, and that's why. It does make me nervous.
Okay, can we back up from today just a moment here, Logan? I just want to ask you a question. The idea of pushing back against the extremes and the pro-abortion and having the government fund abortions and coddling some of the excesses of the BLM riots, and they were riots, and the looting and things like that. I understand people were upset about that. But don't you deal with that by voting? Right? And you don't really believe that President Trump won the election, do you?
Well, no, I don't believe that he won. He didn't win.
No, he lost.
He lost. I think that.
So again, when you say being pushed back, aren't the rioters in effect either they're saying we believe that President Trump really won, or they're saying it doesn't matter who wins elections? In other words, elections have consequences. Incredibly sad about President Trump's conduct is that he lost the Senate. Those two Georgia senators, the Republicans, Loeffler and Perdue, they deserved to win. And they lost, I think, because President Trump was so irresponsible. And if you want to push back on the other side, and the other side's winning, then you make better arguments. You don't beat up cops. You don't chant, no Trump, no peace, no Trump, no peace. You don't try chant, fight for Trump, fight for Trump. The place to fight for Trump is getting your neighbors to vote for Trump and going out and actually voting for him. But the difficulty here, it seems to me, is just the overwhelming impact of the overwhelming impact of a lie. And that was the lie that I won the election by a lot. I won in a landslide. It wasn't even close. There is zero evidence of that anywhere from anyone. And honestly, is it impeachable? Does that amount to inciting an insurrection? It probably doesn't. But is it reprehensible? And does it need to be judged by history as reprehensible? I think it does. Latest today from CNN, Jeremy just informs me, Officer Sicknick may have been fatally hit with bear spray during the riot. The investigation into Sicknick's death is still ongoing, and Metropolitan Police Department Chief Robert J. Conti said at a news conference last week the police are looking through video and audio evidence for clues into what and who killed the Capitol police officer. It is a tragedy, and his death should be mourned, and he should deserve all honors protecting our country. We will be right back with more as Republicans get ready to respond. Coming up.
Michael Medved.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House expects CDC school reopening guidelines to be released on Friday. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the guidelines are the next step to getting kids back in the classroom.
The president's role is, of course, to ensure that across government, we are listening to those guidelines, we are leaning into science, we are letting the science and medical experts lead, and then his objective is to ensure there's the funding to deliver on that.
House impeachment manager Ted Lieu says President Trump is showing no remorse after the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Lieu also saying,
I'm not afraid
of Donald Trump running again in 4 years. I'm afraid he's going to run again and lose because he can do this again.
House impeachment manager Ted Lieu accuses the former president's attorneys will get their turn in the Senate tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Michael Medved show, Democrats, again, still wrapping up their case on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Their case basically being that the rally, which was supposed to be to save America, actually ended up being an attack on American institutions. And if you were attacking the Capitol building and you were attacking a constitutional process, then basically you are attacking American institutions. And Trump, they say, was responsible. Now, if that was the only case they needed to make, I think they would succeed. I think they would find enough Republicans who said, yep, Trump was responsible. But unfortunately for them, their article of impeachment accuses Trump of a crime, which is inciting an insurrection. It's not an insurrection. And I think that when the Republicans come back, when attorneys Schoen and Castor come back, they're going to focus on the meaning of incitement. Let me go to Keith, who's calling in from Atlanta. Keith, you're on the Medved Show.
It's been a while since we talked, Michael.
Well, nice to talk to you.
There?
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Yes,
anyways,
sir.
I do think this. The one thing the riots have showed is how political the Democrat, the Communist Party is. And the riots they had on their side, burning down cities and everyone else's small businesses and so forth. Oh, it was just, they said these were peaceful protesters. Who says that protesting has to be so gentle and so forth? And they have no problems with that happening to us. But lo and behold, and I don't think that, first of all, this is kind of a conspiracy thing. I don't think that those were Trump supporters that attacked the Capitol. I think that was planted by the Democrats in there who got those in there because they were using that as their agenda to go after normal people in America. And I do think this.
Keith, that's just not true. They have now arrested about 300 people. and none of them are Democrats. They are all Trump supporters. I mean, some of them very much involved in fringe organizations and people who are involved in extremist groups, but they're not Democrats. But go ahead.
How to cover their tracks. That's how they do it. But I'll tell you this much. There's a lot of things that went down this last year, and I do think the election was stolen. I could go through statistics, and it probably would bore you to death. But I'll tell you this much. The last time these two key states went for the Democrat, went for the Republican, and they lost Ohio and Florida. The last time that happened was in 1960. And you know Nixon got screwed out of that election too, just like Trump got screwed this time. And everyone wants to play this passive little game that, oh, Trump lost because he was so hated. He is such an unpopular president. Look how much he's destroyed the Republican Party. And he got more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016. He grew the Republican Party. And who would go out and vote for, Biden, who is nothing more than,
Keith, let me just ask you this, okay? Do you believe that the Republican governors, people like Doug Ducey in Arizona and Brian Kemp, who were big supporters of President Trump, they actually campaigned with him and for him. He campaigned for them. They were enthusiastic supporters of President Trump. That people like the legislative leaders in Michigan, like Senator Shirky, who we were talking about yesterday, who's a really strong conservative, do you believe that those people are part of the fraud? And that's why they went along with certifying these elections?
I think Brian Kemp is a fraud, and I'll tell you what, he's going to lose to Herschel Walker when he's up for re-election, and Herschel Walker would go out there, and he's going to expose Stacey Abrams too, who that's a criminal woman right there too, what she pulled off. And you know what?
Okay,
I should drop her
hold
name.
On. Why do you think that Brian Kemp turned against President Trump? Because he never did. He was always a Trump supporter. And he supported him in the election. And he supported Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue. Do you believe that all those people who went along with the certification were part of some conspiracy that they are secretly working for Biden or the Communist Party, as you put it?
Yeah, here's what I think. You're making me out to be fringe about this. The fix was in the mail-in ballot stuff. That was in. That was the fix, Michael. And it was so corrupted they couldn't correct that thing. Now, when this all started happening, the state legislatures never approved of this stuff. There were things that happened in Pennsylvania, and it's unconstitutional that what they pulled up there because you have to have the state legislatures to approve of this stuff.
Okay, why do you believe that all of the Trump-appointed judges who have had this brought before them threw these various lawsuits and objections out? And there are a dozen different judges who were appointed by President Trump who heard some of these cases.
And you know why they backed out of it? Intimidation.
Why?
They don't want their families to be intimidated. In fact, it wasn't it the Lincoln Project that had their attorneys go in there and start intimidating Trump attorneys that would not, they started dropping those cases? And that's the sad thing about the Lincoln Project.
No, again, these cases were heard, and President Trump raised, I believe it's $250 million to, quote, stop the steal. And there were is an extreme amount of spending, an extreme amount of legal deployment. Remember, he was talking about his elite legal team headed by Rudy Giuliani and by Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis and all those folks. They all went out there and used our legal system. Now, you believe that the Republican judges who threw these cases out are part of this massive steal? See, the point is,
I think this wasn't a close election, Keith. I think they were intimidated.
It wasn't a close election. It was 7 million votes. Right, it was twice as big as Hillary's margin against Trump. And again, if you look at states like Michigan, which the Trump was contesting, it was a 150,000 vote margin. Last time when Trump won Michigan, he won by 10,000 votes. Now, and you believe that that's all a fraud?
Yes. Can I ask you one question? Just one question. Do you honestly believe, watching this last election, all of that Trump, with those rallies, lost to Max Headroom? Do you think he lost to Max Headroom?
I am certain that he did. And the reason I'm certain is because everybody who has actually looked at this and investigated it with any credibility at all. And this is on the right side. It's Rock Rib Republicans. It's the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, who was as loyal as he could be to President Trump, who said that they had investigated it, the Justice Department, under President Trump. And by the way, Bill Barr's replacement, Jeffrey Rosen, they all took a look at this. There is no evidence of fraud. Christopher Krebs, who was a Trump appointee, who was part of the Trump Department of Homeland Security, said that when you look at the evidence of cyber fraud, this is the cleanest election they ever ran, because they were very concerned about fraud, and Trump had warned about it beforehand and beforehand and beforehand. It happens all the time. By the way, last time, President Trump got huge turnouts at his rallies, too, and he also lost the popular vote. But he won the election because he got the votes he needed, and just barely, but he got the votes he needed in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. This time he lost all those states. And he lost those states partially because the Democrats put a focus on them, which they didn't do when he was running against Hillary. Keith, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad to hear from you. When we come back, what happens, and what do a lot of the people who have been arrested for these riots, what do they have in common? There's one factor. We'll get to that.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Washington Today is probably the meanest and most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
And we have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
This new film, now available on Starz, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit StarsAndStrife.com.
Right now is a great time to become a medhead at MichaelMedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, there's a piece that appeared in the Washington Post, and it's a well-reported piece with people's names, their backgrounds. It has sources. It's not one of those cooked-up things with anonymous sources. And someone close in a position of knowledge said, no, this is real people who they actually spoke to. And it focuses on a woman named Jenna Ryan, and you probably have seen her in the news. She got a certain amount of attention because she didn't look like a rioter. She's petite. She's blonde. She's a realtor in Frisco, Texas. And the piece in the Washington Post appears under the headline, "A majority of the people arrested for Capitol riot had a history of financial trouble." This doesn't mean that they were poor, because most of them were not at all poor. It's their people who had gone through bankruptcies, who had gone through foreclosures, who had had tax liens placed upon their property. Here's what it says about Jenna Ryan. It says, Jenna Ryan seemed like an unlikely participant in the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. She was a real estate agent from Texas. She flew into Washington on a private jet. It wasn't her private jet. It was arranged by a friend of hers that she had met on the Internet. And she was dressed that day in clothes better suited for a winter tailgate than a war. Yet Ryan, 50, is accused of rushing into the Capitol past broken glass and blaring security alarms. And according to federal prosecutors, shouting, "Fight for freedom, fight for freedom." They have her on tape saying that. In a different way, she fit right in. Despite her outward signs of success, Ryan had struggled financially for years. She was still paying off a $37,000 lien for unpaid federal taxes. And then they say this about Jenna Ryan. Ryan had nearly lost everything, and the stakes seemed similarly high to her when she came to Washington in early January. She fully believed Trump's claims that the election was stolen and that he was going to save the country. She said all that in an interview with the Washington Post, but now facing federal charges and abandoned by people she considered fellow patriots, she said she feels betrayed. "I bought into a lie, and the lie is the lie, and it's embarrassing. I regret everything." Let me go to RJ in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, RJ, you're on.
Yeah, Michael, I noticed that you keep bringing up the fact that to your callers that apparently all the people that were rioting were Trump supporters. You also failed to mention that the victims that were killed were also Trump supporters. And I got news for you.
That's true, by the way. I did mention it. By the way, I have mentioned it. Probably most of the cops were Trump supporters, but Officer Sicknick, who died, was definitely a Trump supporter. And I mentioned that when first covering the story. But go ahead.
Okay, but every one of those five people were Trump supporters. And I don't understand, you're talking about this woman that's coming out, she's sorry now for what she did. Well, you know, she shouldn't have broke the law, number one. But number two is, we have two forms of justice here, and we all know that. We've all been paying attention. And I got news for you. If a 1,000-pound gorilla has you pinned up against the wall about ready to destroy your life, you're going to be sorry, too. So our law enforcement system is based off extortion when it gets you into court. You're going to comply. You're going to do everything they say, or you're going to be charged for each and every single count. So the FBI, they're only out arresting Trump supporters because the FBI works for the Democrat Party. That's their new toy.
Okay, and you believe that Christopher Wray, who was a lifelong Republican, who was appointed by President Trump and continued throughout the Trump administration, that Christopher Wray heading the FBI, that they have determined that any left-wingers who were there at the Capitol, if there were left-wingers there, why didn't we see any left-wing chants or flags or banners or anything?
Well, you know, that's how the communists do it there, Michael. They try to pretend that they're you, and that's how they create the disarray amongst the people to get them to turn on.
RJ, where is there a scrap? I mean, even one scintilla of evidence that the people whose lives are ruined and are being arrested, some of them, this former Olympic swimmer, Cleet Keller, he's looking at 20-year prison term, potentially. And there's been quite a bit of information about him, and he was a strong Trump supporter. There's an internet trail of him being a Trump supporter. He wasn't pretending. Do you really think that there are people who are so committed to what you consider to be a communist agenda that they would be willing to risk imprisonment for a long time and the cost of defending themselves simply to try to make conservatives look bad?
No, you're trying to spin it here. I'm telling you the people in office are the ones that are doing it. The people themselves, they wouldn't have probably been there had the people, real terrorists, been locked up for the last year that have been attacking our country. But since there's two forms of justice, those people came and they were mad. And I was mad right along with them, and I'm even madder now what's going on that it's being hidden.
Okay, what is it that makes you, at the core, when you say you're mad at what's going on, what is upsetting you most?
The Republican Party has a bunch of long-time people in there with R's next to their name that are complete and utter frauds. I know five of them I can name off, and you know who I'm talking about. So we sit here and we pretend that we have a fair system. We don't. We have plants in our Republican Party that work against us every chance.
Okay, then why do they keep getting reelected if they work against us every chance? If you're talking about Mitch McConnell won in another landslide. Ben Sasse, the senator from Nebraska, he ran way ahead of President Trump in Nebraska. Way ahead.
Yeah,
he won in his primary 75% of the vote, and he won in the general election over 60% of the vote.
McConnell was almost kicked out, and he knows it. And
he wasn't almost kicked out. He won overwhelmingly. I mean, what he was kicked out, he lost because of the election in Georgia, the special election, where two Republican senators lost who deserved to win. See, the whole idea of viewing the whole world as against you, RJ, including people who have devoted their lives to conservative principles and conservative politics. I'm sure you despise Mitt Romney. I'm sure you also probably voted for him. I hope you did. And when he ran for president. But the idea that Mitt Romney is someone who hates conservative principles and is in there to destroy the Republican Party, it's just ludicrous. And frankly, if we are going to be the kind of party that goes around censuring people like Liz Cheney or people like Ben Sasse or people like Bill Cassidy, the former physician, the senator from Louisiana, he just got censured by a Louisiana party because he voted that this trial should continue. And this idea that everything good and evil is defined by your attitude toward President Trump, and if you're pro-Trump, well, then you're a good guy, and that the people who are really pro-Trump never would have done things like the things we saw in the Capitol. I would urge everybody to take a look at the video. And there's some new video they released yesterday. The video is very telling as to what this demonstration was. And, I mean, and the whole idea that, by the way, that the FBI was, actually, it's always been pro-Republican. What about James Comey handed Trump the election in 2016? It's a point that Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, makes. In 2016, if James Comey doesn't announce 10 days before the election that he's reinvestigating Hillary's emails, if he doesn't do that press conference, which is totally unprecedented, no director of an FBI has ever done that before. And that's one of the reasons that he was fired from the FBI, because that was something he did on his own. To get up there and say, well, we're not going to indict her, we're not going to prosecute her. But first of all, the director of the FBI doesn't say that. The attorney general does. Secondly, what he did it together with an abundant criticism of Mrs. Clinton, and then disclosing that they were reinvestigating 10 days before the election. If they really are so democratic and they were parts of tools of the Democratic Party and of the Democratic Party's goals, don't you think that they could have done a little bit more to help Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election? They didn't, because honestly, most people who work for the FBI, like most people who work in government, are not evil people in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.